Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you can get beyond that first fear hurdle of believing in yourself, I think that will open up a ton of opportunities for anybody wanting to achieve anything, really. So just getting over that first initial, I believe in me, I know this can be possible for me, and then going and doing it.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Abigail and Sean Thompson. How are you two doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing really good. Thanks, Theo, for having us on.
No problem. Thanks for joining me. I'm doing well. And a little bit about Abigail and Sean before we get started. So they are a father-daughter team who are running Thompson Multifamily Group. They have 10 years of real estate investing experience, and their portfolio consists of 157 units. They've also done 23 assignments and 23 flips. They are based in Plano, Texas, and you can learn more about their company at Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, multifamilygroup.com. So starting with Abigail, can you tell us more about your background and what you focus on today?
Absolutely. Thank you for the introduction. I'm actually a college student currently, and I'm studying real estate finance with a minor in marketing. But my focus in our business is a lot of our marketing and investor outreach.
And my background is in a single family residential. I've been buying, selling, flipping, holding residential property for last decade or so. A couple of years, we had just decided to migrate our business to multifamily, and I asked Abby to join and help me do that.
What would you say was the main reason or reasons why you transitioned from doing, as you said, single family residential for 10 years to multifamily?
Well, my goal in my investing has always been income. So I want to have a monthly income. And with my single family business, I was doing that. I was buying rental properties, adding them pretty quickly. My business has always been fairly small. My focus has been on not volume, it's just been on solid investing. And one day I got to a point where I wasn't reaching my income goals. And I thought to myself, why am I buying these one door at a time? And I started to think, well, there's scale in multifamily. There's all these advantages to doing multifamily. But I always thought it was out of reach. I thought it was hedge funds and big REITs and things that owned those properties. I didn't know that individuals like me could do those things. And I met Corey Peterson and heard his story about how he owns apartments and things. And I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So I've been working with Corey ever since then to just transition our business so that I could scale that business from buying one door at a time to buying 100 plus doors at a time. So that was the motivation.
And then Abigail, when did you enter into the business? Was it something that you always knew you're going to do, or did something happen in your dad's business that made you decide to join, or did your dad invite you? How did that kind of start?
That's actually a really good story. I started college and I was really confused. I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I went into business because I thought that that would be a good entryway. And I always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial and business mindset. So I went into that thinking, okay, well, I'll just figure it out then. And then going through my first semester, I was like, I really, really want to go take a gap year after I graduate and go travel. But I want to be able to do it on my terms. I don't want to have to get a job. I don't want to have to save all this money beforehand, things like that. I wanted to be able to focus on being a student. And I had always seen my dad doing single family. And one day he came up to my campus and we had dinner. And I was like, I really, really want to travel. How do I do that? And he said, buy real estate and get passive income. And I was like, oh man, because I hated my dad's job growing up. I always thought that is the last thing that I want to do. And I never wanted to even think about being in that space until that moment. I go, okay, well, let's start doing that. And that was right around the time that he was thinking about transitioning into multifamily. And it kind of just worked out being the perfect fit. We transitioned the business. He took me under his wing to try and help me learn. And now we're here. It's a really fun.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. As your portfolio grows, you need financial management services you can rely on to help you save money and continue making the right choices for your company's future. RealEstateAccounting.co's top-tier CFO team uses their deep industry and operating experience to guide real estate syndicators, investors, and family offices through every pivotal moment and crucial decision. Their fractional CFO services include budget to actual, cash flow and distributions, and reporting and valuation. Go to realestateaccounting.co/CFO to find out why REA is one of the fastest growing real estate accounting companies around. The real estate experts provide timely analysis and consultations to help you make the most informed decisions possible. See and trust where your portfolio is headed with the customized financial reports based on the KPIs that matter to you and your business. Try it risk-free today at realestateaccounting.co/CFO. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
So Sean, from your perspective, when she came to you and told you to buy real estate and get passive income, how did you decide which aspects of the business to let Abigail be involved in or focus on or control?
Well, it just sort of happened organically. We have our strengths. She's a bit of my opposite, and she has a lot of the skills and talents that I also have too at the same time. So my specialty is sort of acquisitions. I'm really good at buying things. I've done that in previous careers. So my focus has always been on acquisitions, even in my single family business. So that was just organically going to be my sector, I guess. And then Abby's taking college courses in marketing and business operations and finance and all those sorts of things. So I thought, well, why don't you handle the marketing and handle the investor relationships? She's easy to talk to and that sort of thing too. So she's done really well with that. But it just sort of happened, I guess, based on our strengths more than anything.
Sure. So Abigail, you're still in college, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in my last semester right now.
Nice. Well, congrats. So can you maybe walk us through what a day or a week looks like, balancing between being a full-time college student as well as being responsible for investor relations? And then when you talk about the investor relations, like maybe like specifically what you're actually doing.
So that's a good question. It is constantly busy. I always have a very long running to-do list, but I like it that way. It's a lot of time blocking. So my classes are scheduled and I kind of just adjust what I do around that. Right now, I'm focused a lot on our social media growth and getting engagement with our audiences and things like that. So that's a big portion of what I do on my day-to-day basis. I also have a team that helps me, so that makes it a lot easier to balance things. And they are here on campus with me, so they're also students. So we just sit in a room and work together, which is awesome, and I'm really grateful for both of them. But mainly my day-to-day looks like waking up decently early, getting my day started. I really think it's important to also focus on making myself better and focusing on things that I can do to take care of myself. So I work out and I take my mornings off to really focus on myself and my schoolwork. So my mornings are a lot to do with also my university courses and work along that line. And then I spend most of my afternoons doing TMG work and potential investor meetings, and then growing our social media and engaging with our audiences.
Quick follow-up question. That's interesting that you had like a little team on campus. How did that come about? Are these like your friends?
Yes.
Or did you put an ad on campus somewhere to find these people?
No, I probably should have put an ad because I feel like that would have made my life slightly more easy. But they are my friends. One of them is actually my boyfriend, and my other is one of my best friends and roommate. And I went to them, my roommate specifically, I went to her. Her major is marketing, so she does a lot of our social media posts and things like that. And I was just like, I have this need for help in my business, and I think it would really help you gain experience for your future career. And she now has essentially our whole business is her marketing portfolio that she can now take onto businesses and say, here's what I've done, which I think is a really cool experience for her. And then the other person on my team, he is very good with analytics and he does a lot of our KPIs and things like that. So it kind of just fit that what I needed in my business were the strengths of people around me.
Do you pay them?
Yes, we do.
How did you guys structure that compensation for them?
We do hourly. So okay. They have to get a minimum hour amount. And then we based our pay by jobs around town. So I did a lot of looking at other possible student work and saw what they were paying. And I based it off of that.
So I always ask this question whenever I interview husband and wife combo. So this is my first time interviewing a father-daughter combo, but what are some of the pros and cons or benefits and challenges? We'll do Sean first of working with your daughter and then for Abigail working with your dad.
It's great because you already have a pre-existing relationship. So we understand each other. I've known her whole life. So it's easy to establish the relationship part of the working relationship, right? So it's just a matter of identifying strengths and weaknesses and then allotting the work for those strengths and supplement the weaknesses where we can. So once you figure that part out, I think it's just a matter of keeping communication going, making sure that any issues in the business are addressed. She has a lot of autonomy and freedom to do what she wants to do. I trust her on everything with the marketing side. So I think it's pretty easy how we just flow the business. But it's been, I think for me, I needed some of that young energy and some of that organization and some of those things that she brings to the business. I sort of needed those things. So it's been an enhancement pretty much across the board. The only downside I would think is that sometimes your relationship does get in the way of your business. Sometimes it's hard to identify when you're father-daughter duo and when you're business partners, right? So sometimes that gets in the way, but we just sort of talk our way through it and it works out pretty smoothly.
And yeah, Abigail, what about you, from your perspective?
I'm going to start with the con because it's exactly the same as we don't live in the same place anymore. So a lot of times our phone calls get confusing. We start talking about how's school and then it goes, okay, well, we have to do this with the business and things like that. So I think that's the only real downside to it. But there's so many pros. Both of us, our why and why we do this is essentially for each other. So every day we are motivating each other to do better and to succeed. And to me, that is so amazing. And I love that what I'm doing directly impacts me and my family. And that's probably one of my favorite things about this business and about our business specifically.
Okay, starting with Abigail, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh gosh, keep going. It can get really hard and you can feel really defeated and frustrated at times, but if you are in that point, you're so close that if you give up now, you'll never get to that point. So you just have to keep finding ways to motivate yourself and just keep going.
And then Sean, what about you?
Yeah, I would say pretty much the same thing. I guess if you wanted to add a component there, I would encourage people to get over their fears. Fear dominates a lot of my decision-making, and I try to overcome that all the time. It's a constant struggle I think almost all of us have. But to get started in real estate or to get out and sort of chase your dreams, if you can get beyond that first fear hurdle of believing in yourself, I think that will open up a ton of opportunities for anybody wanting to achieve anything, really. So just getting over that first initial, I believe in me, I know this can be possible for me, and then going and doing it.
Are you both ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, first a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
Okay, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
For me, it's not really real estate, but recently I read Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, and it completely altered how I look at the world and my perspective.
For me, actually, I think the best ever syndication book is probably the one that's helped us the most this recent past. But I would say for anybody, I carry around two books with me pretty much all the time. My Audible account always has a book that's at the ready. I think if you just apply reading to your life, it doesn't really matter. As long as it's applicable to what you're trying to achieve, I think that's the most important part.
Abigail, is it Daring Greatly?
Yes, Daring okay. Greatly.
Let's make sure I got that right. If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I have no idea. This is the only thing that I can think of at the moment is my business. But probably just getting a corporate job. I have a finance degree, or will have a finance degree in a couple weeks. So just on the job hunt.
I would just start over. So I would identify my mistakes that I made initially in the first run at it, and I would try again. This business that I'm in has tremendous rewards, and I believe in what real estate can do for me. So I would just continue with what I'm doing. I would just start over.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
I love kids and I love nurturing. It's something that comes naturally to me. So I love doing Boys and Girls Clubs and reaching out through our community, through the youth.
We donate to charities constantly throughout the year with our business and our personal lives. We also have our podcast. We're trying to share the message of real estate and how you can achieve your American dream through real estate. So we do outreach through our podcast, I guess. And that's really about it, I think.
We also love giving back to the community by creating spaces and homes for our residents that they can think of as their own. And we provide a lot of housing. And I think it's really important that we are always thinking about how to make that a place and a community that people want to call their home.
And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
The best ever place to reach us is probably our website or any of our social media under ThompsonMultifamilyGroup.com. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, and pretty much every podcast platform underneath Next Level American Dream.
Yeah, if you just go to ThompsonMultifamilyGroup.com, that'll lead you to all of our other resources. You can connect with us directly through that, schedule meetings with us, email us. Our phone number's on there, I think. So ThompsonMultifamilyGroup.com is the best place to start.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and providing us with your best ever advice. We talked about why you decided to transition from single family homes to multifamily. We talked about Abigail's journey towards joining Dad's business, which she said she hated growing up, but once she had her goal in mind, this was the best way to achieve that goal. We talked about how you two work together to figure out how the roles and responsibilities we split up. We talked about what Abigail's day looks like, how she's able to balance being a full-time student and focusing on social media and investor relations. I liked how you talked about how you hired some of your friends on campus to help out with a business. And then we talked about some of the benefits of working with your dad or daughter, someone you have a pre-existing long-term relationship with. And I really like what Abigail said about the whys being for each other and helping the family. So you two can help each other stay motivated because of that shared why. And then the best ever advice, which was to keep going when it gets tough and you're kind of feeling down and despondent. You're really close to breaking through, and so don't give up at that point. And then also getting over your fears. I liked how Sean said that it's really a constant struggle, but the first step is to get that confidence in yourself, and that struggle gets a little bit easier over time. So thank you again both so much for joining me. I really enjoyed this conversation. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.